worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Actions have consequences. Like making a bad bet, for instance, or downloading this podcast. We haven't quite exactly figured out what it was that spurned this consequence, but we'll get there one day. Welcome to A Freak Accident, the best mistake ever. I'm Crisco, joined by my three equal but different compatriots. We have different faces and different voices, and you'll get to know us soon. We got Lazy E.
I'm different.
We have Kara.
I'm the same.
We've got Mickey, too.
I'm still here. I'm not.
That's a perfect way to describe you, isn't it?
Yep.
Welcome again. The show is A Freak Accident. Our website is afreakaccident.com, and our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Kara, you seem much more yourself this week.
Wow.
You've got booze with you.
Uh-huh. Yep. I'm
things
not
are back
nervous
to normal.
Burping.
Yeah. Things are back to normal.
Yeah.
She's got heartburn now for a different reason.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with
nervous burps.
The consequences of last week. So, yeah. That is probably already news to a number of people that some of us are still alive after the events of last week.
I know. They heard all the voices. Everybody's accounted for.
Yeah. Yeah. So just to give a little perspective on that, because obviously, you know, people who've been listening have been waiting for the update. We did last week after the episode was recorded and over with because, I mean, in my mind, I was already thinking, like, either somebody's going to have a terrible allergic reaction and we're going to have to rush them to the hospital, or Lazy E's going to laugh so hard that he's going to break his brain again and we're going to have to rush him to the hospital.
Aww.
I was thinking, worst case scenario, somebody's going to the ER. None of that happened, though. We did do the one-chip challenge last week, the Packy Chips one-chip challenge.
Packy.
Pocky? Oh, Packy?
Yeah.
Pocky.
Pocky? Pocky. Pocky. Pacquiao. Pacquiao. Pocky. Whatever. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish. Okay?
Well, I sort of do. No, not really. I took 5 or 6 years of both Spanish and French high school into college and then never use it again ever I was done.
I thought she was going to somehow spin that into doing the one chip challenge gave her the ability to speak Spanish.
No.
Which would have been impressive. Like, you know how sometimes people get a head injury and they learn a new language?
That would have been great.
I would have thought maybe that's where you were going with that, but no.
No, just a boring story.
Well, this is me disappointed.
Yeah,
this is my
sorry.
Upset face.
Sorry to waste the time on that.
But yeah, we're doing...
Oh, by the way, I took 2 years of Spanish.
Yeah,
that's how interesting it was.
That's what it was, I know. Let me tell you where my teacher's name was, Señora Wasser.
Oh, I had a terrible Spanish teacher. He would always he would always tell people, "Vai a pizarra! Get to the board." Vai a pizarra! That's the only thing I know in Spanish.
That's good.
Because he would yell it, and then you had to stand up there until you could give the translation.
Oh.
The first time I've ever heard of a Spanish Nazi.
I know. What was his name? Oh, he was like ingrained in my head for years. It was terrible.
Senor Hitler?
Hitlero.
Sie Kampf.
But yes, we did do the one chip challenge last week, and it was it was awful. It was just a horrible, horrible experience. What was funny, though, is and now I did want to ask Kara and Mickey.
Oh, boy.
Because this was the big thing for me that I was worried about. Mm-hmm. How was your constitution in the hours and days following?
No, I was I think you helped us prep quite a bit, and it saved the stomach issues because everything seemed to just be my mouth and throat. That, you know what? I don't even know how I'm talking, but that seemed to be the area that was the worst. And then the rest was okay.
The aftermath
I
was fine.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be worse, and it wasn't. I feel like I owe you a thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. I owe myself a thank you because that, well, first, Mickey, how did you do being the person who does not eat or enjoy spicy food?
I definitely could not taste food correctly the following day.
Okay.
So there were some issues going on there.
But no, like, no stomach pain.
No.
No, like, regurgitation. No.
No.
All right. Well, that's good because that was something, you know, in our lead up to doing it. You know, well, Mickey was sharing terrible videos with Kara and I about, like, horrible people who'd done this and experienced hell, you know, two
times
over.
They also did the whole chip.
Right, true. But that was the thing. Like, we did split it between us. But still, you're talking about the hottest pepper in the world is used to make this friggin' potato chip. Like, you know, I did, like, half of it, roughly. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe a little bit, maybe, like, closer to not really a third, because you guys had, like, a quarter each piece. And I had that huge honking one. But in any case, you know, other people had done it. And one of the recurring things that they talked about was the god-awful stomach pain that they experienced, like, hours after the fact.
Right.
Or, like, the next day.
Oh, wow.
And it's the one guy who did that one video that you sent us.
Yeah.
He had video of him, like, he was in, like, the fetal position on the ground, like, rocking back and forth because his stomach hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can handle the heat in my mouth. That I don't want. Like,
right.
I don't want that. And especially knowing that Mickey was not exactly agreeable when it came to spicy foods, I was like, something's got to be done. But I'm glad that all that prep paid off.
I think it definitely. I just kept picturing flames burning my esophagus, burning my stomach, burning my intestines, and then, well, you know, burning. And I was like, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a big ball of fire through my body. So
now, granted, the next day when, you know, it came out the other side, there was definitely a bit of a sensation attached to it. But thankfully, I did not have, like, my stomach was a little gurgly, like, the next day. But no pain.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't wake up in the middle of the night, like, in agony, screaming, you know, clenching my midsection, you know, with any kind of issues there. So that was my big concern.
Yeah.
So really, all we had to endure was the heat in the mouth. And what I found funny was Kara even said after the fact, like, I would do it again.
I know. I can't believe I even said that, but it's true. Because now it's like, I did, like, a third roughly of the chip, maybe a little less or a little whatever, but I feel like now that I know I could do that, I want to see if I could really handle
if
the
you
whole
know,
chip.
If you know that you can protect your stomach with the proper prep, like, could you do the whole chip?
Right.
I'll admit, like, I even told Hello Nurse this. I said, I would probably do it again, too. Like, it wasn't
the right way.
Real
deal.
But not, like, with no prep.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, there are people online who are like, I would never do it again. It's like, well, how much did you prep for that?
Yeah.
Right.
You know? We actually took the time and the care to tend to our stomachs to make sure that it was protected against the horrible acidity that comes along with it.
Yeah.
But it was one hell of an experience. Lazy E did not have to participate.
No.
Although you said that you want to.
Oh, yeah, I'd do it.
You would do it?
Absolutely.
So maybe when the new one comes out, when the chips are only $10 each instead of $50, we can get three.
That could be cool.
You could be the server this time, Mickey.
Great. Yeah, because I am not ever doing that ever again.
Well, you don't have to. You had to this time because you made the mistake of betting against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And Lazy E did not. So that was
never
why.
Never bet against Brady.
We did last year, though, and we won.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, he wasn't in it last year.
No.
So there you go.
Oh, that's right.
Never bet against Brady. The Lazy E mantra for life.
Yeah, anything.
It's paid off for you so far, my friend.
Hey, prove me wrong.
I cannot. But the good news is we did do the challenge, and we're not just reporting on it because, but no, we got video. The entire incident was recorded and will be documented forever because it's going on the internet. You'll get to experience Kara's Odyssey of Saliva.
I don't know why.
Which,
don't even explain it. Don't,
just know you have to watch the video.
Yeah, they're going to have to understand from watching it what exactly that means.
Yeah.
and Mickey just swearing like a sailor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's how I get through things, all right?
I'm surprised then that you've never sworn on the air on this podcast then.
That's why I don't talk a whole lot.
That's why she's so quiet.
She's just got an F-bomb right on the end of her tongue.
You have no idea.
Every time I look at her waiting for a response, that's like, it's killing her. It's the first thing she wants to say. Look at her.
Yep.
It's all she could think about now. F-word, 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 F-word.
And, you know, Chris goes Lamaze breathing.
Oh, right. That's true. Yeah.
You did that in the video.
There was a little bit of that. Yeah, there was a little bit of, like, going into the zone.
You were rising above.
Yeah. Yeah. I sunk to a deep, dark place at one point.
You were frozen. We thought it was the screen, but it was actually you.
We do actually have a little bit of audio here from the video that we will tease you with ahead of the video coming out. So this is actually from the moment that we all bit into the chip. And we'll play the first couple of seconds or the first minute or so of our initial reaction to that delicious, delectable bite.
On the other side.
All right, one, two, three, go.
We pause. The music really, really gets it.
Yeah.
She made it that far. There's the chip.
The sound of the chip hitting.
Hitting the bottom of the bucket.
How you doing, Mickey?
It's a sugar level. I feel like I ate the sun. All right. The swallowing part is the worst part. I know. Wait, that's what you did. But okay. All right.
Oh, I can smell it.
Yeah. That's terrible. Sorry.
There's the start of it.
Yep.
Hold on.
I don't even know if I want to put other stuff in my mouth.
Oh, that was another kick. Saliva.
Now it begins.
Did you really spit it right out?
Mm. Yep, it's right there.
No, I'm glad you did. Okay. Yeah, now I actually have
There's my Lamaze.
Yeah, twice the size of a piece, too. Remember, basically.
So we will draw it down there. So that gives you a little bit of an idea, just the beginning. Because the thing about that chip was that it started hot,
mm-hmm.
and then just got hotter as time went on, and it just got worse and worse and worse and worse as time went on.
So
time was not on our side.
Have that video. It's on our YouTube page.
Yes, it will be on our YouTube page tonight. Well, this episode releases 2 p.m. Thursday. You can see that on our YouTube by 5 p.m. Thursday evening. And we will also have it up on our Facebook page on Friday. But if you want to see it first, you got to hit up our YouTube.
You do.
Smash that subscribe button. Hit the bell to get notifications.
Smash it.
Yeah. So go to our YouTube. You'll be able to watch the entire thing. It was a lot of fun, though. I did actually enjoy doing it. It was a worthy bet, I think, to make.
It was.
Mickey, you really did not enjoy yourself at all.
Next year, it's like an all-you-can-eat ice cream challenge instead.
Oh, she would love that.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. She wins it and doesn't get to do it.
Yeah.
That would be my luck.
Yeah, we could do the throw Crisco off the tallest building you can find challenge.
And she picks the winner, so.
Yeah, still wins. Yeah. Maybe that's the key. We have to have things that Mickey really, really does not want to do in order for her to lose. Maybe that's the key. So I'll know in the future. If she's betting against it, now I'll know not bet with her because she's probably going to lose. And that'll keep me safe moving forward. And my butthole will probably thank me. Because
picturing the butt. Thank you.
No, it would sound more like.
Welcome.
Catch that video on our social media. Links to all of such things is also available in the Connect section of freakaccident.com. It's very easy. We eased it up for you there.
Nice.
On the show today, though, we have an episode's worth of material to get to, including the death of an icon, a radio icon. We've got a woman who used Valentine's Day to her advantage. Not necessarily in a good way or with a good outcome, but...
No, well, it's a funny outcome to everybody else.
Did it involve Gorilla Glue?
No.
Oh, well.
There was an update, a brief update on that lady. She has a full-time agent now.
Oh, of course.
Yep. She got all the glue out now as an agent. She's going to probably have a talk show.
I can't imagine somebody who would use glue in their hair is particularly interesting, but the stupidity of our society will force us to try and think that it is interesting for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. I ran out of eye drops the other day, and I went for the next best thing. Gorilla Glue.
You didn't see the meme for that?
No, I did
not. Oh, I thought for sure you would have seen it.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, yeah, wait a minute. I remember
I should have prefaced it with, I saw a meme.
Maybe.
To make it clearer.
I thought you were saying, like, you did it.
No,
and I'm like, your eyes aren't glued shut, you liar.
You lie.
I'm a liar.
You're such a liar. How would you have been able to drive over here if you couldn't see Kara, Mickey, Kara?
He's blaming you even though it was me.
Normally, my aggression is in that direction. So the fact that you've dropped my ire.
I'm sorry. I should have said meme. It would have made you happier.
It's like I'm looking at Kara and I'm seeing Mickey and I'm just like, ah! How dare you lie to me?
It was the first time I saw your eyes look like that at me, so I was like, wait a minute. Something's not right here.
Something's happening.
That's like after I got my eyes fixed. That's what Krista said to me. Both eyes are looking at me.
Oh, yeah, it was weird. Yeah, it was weird to have him that focused on me for a change. It threw me for a loop.
Where's this going?
That's it.
It's going into the rest of this
yes,
episode.
Please.
That's where it's
Let's
going.
Do it.
Don't forget to do this one important thing after a breakup. You notice how this is kind of like the anti-Valentine's Day episode?
Well, it's the week for that.
Yeah, now that Valentine's Day is over and you probably feel bad for spending it alone, this is an episode for you. We have an interesting segment. I thought it was interesting anyway. Actors who auditioned for one part but ended up getting a completely different part. Some of these are startling, as a matter of fact, you know, and they're from very big popular movies, too. And it's interesting that when you look at this list to think about this particular actor in the other role and you're like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that list and more on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day.
Rush Limbaugh?
Limbaugh.
Is that how you say it?
Remember when you used to play the Limbaugh in gym class?
Yeah.
Or at the school dance.
Oh,
it's
oh hey. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, good
they
joke.
Liked
good
that one.
Joke.
Yeah, it was a fine joke. I was proud of that one.
Well
with this segment, I guess, really needs no introduction. Rush Limbaugh, who was a conservative talk show. He was radio, right? He didn't have a TV show, did he?
All radio.
But now he's dead.
There it is.
That is true. That is what happened. Rush Limbaugh, of course, was a specifically a conservative talk radio icon. Now, and I will admit this, like, you know, I don't necessarily share a lot of his views.
No.
But as a guy who spent a decade working in radio, and Lazy E, I think you can probably empathize with this being a person who continues to work in radio. He was an amazing radio personality.
Well, he was the most famous radio personality for years.
Right.
Yeah.
And made a lot of money doing it.
Yeah. I mean, he had a golden microphone, for crying out loud. These mics aren't, they're not
gold.
Yeah, not yet anyway. I mean, you know, you never know.
The week they show up gold, I don't see you guys the next week, and it goes in my purse.
Well, then I learned Kara's willing to rob us. But
I'm a kleptomaniac.
Why don't we just spray paint
him? I should. I should carefully carve a turd into the shape of a microphone and spray paint it gold just to pull a prank on her.
Oh, yeah, she checked it with her teeth.
Check
that it's real.
I'm biting the gold.
Yeah, like people would bite the gold coin to see. But like you said, he really did. He kind of perfected the art of talk radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was, and that's the thing, he was a really, when I say this, you know, this is not like necessarily saying, oh, no, he was great, but like, he was great at what he did.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, I'm not necessarily saying that he was particularly eloquent necessarily, or that he had a grasp of facts or anything like that.
Right.
He was, you know, your typical political commentator. Mm-hmm. He would embellish things. He would play things up. He did a lot of things for clicks and views and listens. And that
he
sort
was
of thing.
Kind of like the Howard Stern of political radio.
Yeah, yeah, that's
really good.
That's a great comparison. Yeah, he was kind of like an antagonizer in a lot of ways. He would push the limits, push the boundaries. You know, there's, like you even said, leading into this segment, the thing, something that you had to snow.
Well, I'll tell you what he said. He had this thing where every during National AIDS Month or something, he did a thing where every time a gay person died, he played a bit about it.
Oh.
He was an awful, I mean, awful person.
In most cases, he was an awful, awful person. Yeah. I mean, he, that's the thing. And that's when I say he was a provocateur, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
He would do crap like that to get a rise out of people. You know what I mean? And it's like, and that's the thing. Like, I don't, you know, so much of politics is like that. You know, like whether or not it's one person doing it on the right or one person doing it on the left, you know what I mean? You all, but there's always those personalities, you know what I mean? But, you know, I mean, this is, you know, this is the loss, though, of more specifically a radio legend, you know, because, again, like he pioneered a lot in the way of talk radio, you know, which, I mean, if you want to call it that, it was a precursor to podcasting, essentially.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, people don't get into long-form interviews or into, you know, this kind of talking through things and talking about things, you know, without really somebody like him perfecting the art.
Right.
You know, which is what he did. You know, and like I said, whether or not you agree with him or anything that he said, and I would certainly hope in a lot of cases you do not, he did do, like I said, a lot for the format. And as somebody who works in radio and is now a podcaster, I have to at least acknowledge that. He was 70 years old. He died after a prolonged battle with cancer. I'm not sure.
Lung cancer.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
I thought it was something else. It was like an extra complicated kind of cancer.
Nope, lung cancer.
Maybe I'm confusing him with Alex Trebek, in which case I'm sorry for Alex Trebek for confusing you with Rush Limbaugh. Or, I'm sorry, Limbaugh.
Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
He was on radio for 32 years.
Wow.
That's crazy. That a nationally crazy. Syndicated program with millions of listeners. How long have you been doing radio?
I've been doing it now for 17 years coming up.
Okay, so about half that.
Yeah.
You still got time.
So I'm half a Limbaugh. Limbaugh.
You're just a limb.
I'm limb. I'm limb. He's bow. We're Limbaugh.
You know what would be hysterical is if the show that replaced him used that gimmick.
Yep.
It was two guys, or three guys, Rush, Limb, and Bow. It's the Rush, Limb, Bow show. I think we're sitting on $1 million idea here.
And we just gave it out.
Yep.
Well, no, because it's copyrighted.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I took it. I wrote it on an egg, and I flushed the egg down the toilet. That's how you copyright something.
It's true.
I did it. That egg is in my plumbing, not yours. So you can't have that idea.
By the way, don't go to his bathroom.
I mean, you could try. It's just probably not. One thing I will say, though, is like, you know, like I said, he said a lot and did a lot of horrible, horrible things over the years. I still don't agree, though, with celebrating the death of somebody.
Oh, no. That's just stupid. If you want to say he was a terrible person, you're stooping down to his level.
Right.
Precisely. Right. Yeah. Like, you're no better than him at that point when you're celebrating somebody dying. And that's the thing. Like, I've always said, and I've been getting really more into this idea in more recent years, like, somebody has to act like a grown up at some point. You should start.
You'd think.
Whoever you are listening to this who needs this advice.
Which one of us is going to do it?
You'll notice I did not look at anyone at this table when I said be the grown-up.
Yeah, he looked sort of down.
I did. I was hypothetically thinking of a person in my mind that was nobody who sits here because I know we aren't capable of such things, and I've just made peace with that at this point.
You were going to say, I made a peace.
Well, I mentioned bathroom before, so obviously his mind is there.
Yeah. No one at this table is going to do that, and I made a pee.
All of the body jokes.
And I made a pee.
I already mentioned my butthole and the experience after the horrible corn chip last week, so, yeah. You know.
Sensations.
That's what this episode is now. So, again, I'm really glad that you took the time to download it.
Oh, if we ever named episodes, we would call this one Sensations.
What?
The different sensations.
So anyway,
okay.
Keep an ear out for the Rush Lemon Bow Show.
Yeah.
It's coming to a radio near you. Up next, how do you use Valentine's Day to your advantage to enact horrible revenge? Well,
this lady shows us.
Get your notebooks ready, kids.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
I made a Valentine for you. The heart shape says I love you.
This should have been the background music in this TikTok.
Yes.
This is from the thedaily.com.
Okay.
Thank you. That was much appreciated.
You're welcome.
So there's Valentine's Day, Mickey. This to me strikes of you. I don't know. Like, this is the kind of thing I feel like you're gonna cackle.
I'm sure I will.
With joy at this story, especially with your hatred of Valentine's Day, because this person took lemons and made lemonade, if you want to describe it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They turned Valentine's Day into the ultimate weapon.
Okay.
Against their significant other.
Uh-huh.
Again, from the Daily Dot, there's nothing like busting out a brutal, passive-aggressive gift on what is supposed to be a romantic day.
It's pretty good.
You see,
Kara's cringing already.
Kara's cringing.
I already know.
Oh, okay.
And Mickey's smile stretches from
She's
coast
like,
to coast right
Ooh,
now.
Brutal sounds good.
Yeah, brutal, passive aggressive.
The passive aggressive is what got me.
Even,
that's my favorite.
There's a woman named Mickey. I'm sorry. Her name is Gloria.
Oh, well.
Gloria.
Yeah, no. Oh. I did this. Gloria. That's the one I had
to. Okay. Woman named Gloria on TikTok. Do you think that's her real name?
It has to be. Who fakes the name Gloria? Sorry,
true.
Gloria.
Ouch.
Sorry. It's like Karen.
Yeah. The attack on Gloria.
I'm sorry, Gloria.
Karen.
I apologize. Jeez. But also...
I had a friend named Gloria.
Do you? Dead. I don't know anyone
she
named Gloria.
She passed away.
She's dead.
Oh, thanks. Well, now I feel as bad as Rush Limbaugh.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Sick. You are disgusting. You disgust me. Ugh.
So she posted a video on TikTok on Saturday about the Valentine's Day gift she got for her husband. Mm. So this was before Valentine's Day. She let this sucker drop.
Mm-hmm.
Which it seems to me like, I don't know, if he was on TikTok, he might catch wind of this, in which case the effect is slightly softened, don't you think?
I don't know. It depends on what she did.
I suppose that's true. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she printed out photos of all of the other women's sexy photos that he had been liking on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh no.
And put them on sticks and then stuck those sticks into a piece of foam to make a collage sculpture with them.
Yeah.
A bouquet of of sexy Instagram people that he had been favoriting. The video immediately went viral and racked up more than 4 million views.
Excellent. Sounds right.
I mean, after the breakup, you might as well just keep the bouquet. I mean, it's
going to be useful.
You know, now you have to go looking for those pictures again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
did you at least include the usernames with these so I can go back?
Please.
She also posted another video earlier this week with his reaction when she gave it to him. Now, in the video, it seems like they both mostly took it as a joke.
Yeah.
But you have to wonder, though, you know what I mean? Like, what the ultimate ramification of that was. Because that, you know...
I mean, was she saying that she was going to break up with him on Valentine's Day because of these pictures?
No. Oh. The video just says, the TikTok just says, What did you get your man for Valentine's Day?
That seems a terrible grammar.
Hashtag yep. couple goals.
Oh my God.
Well, I got her a speaking book.
Stop giving Gloria such a hard time.
He got her hooked on Funnest for Valentine's yeah. Day.
Hey, dummy, this is how you spell.
Honey, it's because I love you. You don't say get. That doesn't mean anything. That's horrible grammar.
What did you get?
You need help.
You need to go back to school.
Yeah. Dumb.
So yeah, that was that's an interesting gift, to say the least.
I just can't see how that doesn't turn into a huge fight afterwards.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, but if you're in a good relationship and you know people look at porn and everything else, so is it really that big of a deal if your relationship is solid?
If you're hiding it.
Was he hiding it, though?
So I guess...
We don't know.
That's true.
I guess this is, like, kind of the question, right? Like, are these pictures of Instagram people that he doesn't know, or is it people that he knows that he's going around? You know what I mean? Like, that could potentially be different.
That makes a big difference.
But I feel like
them.
The whole hashtag couple goals thing, like, I've seen that throughout Instagram, and that's usually because they have a solid relationship, and it's the ha-ha.
Sure, yeah, but here's the thing. I have a huge man crush on Henry Cavill, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. I like every single picture that he posts, but I don't know Henry Cavill, so it's not like Hello Nurse needs to worry about me running off with Henry Cavill.
Never know.
I would. If he showed up at my door, I would.
Now, if it was your neighbor and you were liking his photos at 3 in the morning, that's where the trouble comes in.
Right, yeah. Right. Slightly different.
Sure.
Slightly. You know, okay, hey, you know, you liked that picture of, you know, Milli Vanilli or whatever, versus, you know, you liked that picture versus you liked that picture of your girlfriend's sister.
Right.
You know, that's different.
Yeah.
And also, was it like couple goals really, or was it couple goals ironically?
I think
in the
it's
hashtag,
definitely
sure.
an ironic usage of
but
that.
But I feel like it wasn't totally passive aggressive, so I'm kind of like disappointed.
Maybe not. Again, like the article seems to suggest that, it seems like they both had a laugh at it, but to Lacey East's point, how does that not turn into a fight? Like later,
right?
Yeah. Like, you don't like pictures of me,
or like as soon as that video ended, it's like, ha, that's funny. So what did you actually get me for Valentine's Day?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? It's like, you didn't see that. Wasn't the record button had been depressed by that point, and you know someone else is probably depressed after all that said and done too.
Unless it was all just a setup from the very beginning.
Yeah, I don't know.
They do that stuff.
I'm disappointed by this story.
It could have been an act.
They do that. I've seen that. Like when they, on TikTok especially, they'll do like me breaking up with my boyfriend and they pretend the camera's hidden.
They do something.
Yeah, and then they act like it's going to happen. And then the next five videos are them like together being like, it was a joke and
people
all that kind of stuff.
People will do anything for clicks.
Yeah. Right.
Anything for views. So I guess it could have been, you know, a huge, huge stunt just to get attention on that.
Well, it worked.
I mean,
TikTok.
It got the job done. That's
yeah,
sure.
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
So I think this show needs to stage a breakup so we can get views and clicks and listens and downloads and things. What do you think?
Somebody punch me in the face, quick.
Just don't make me break up with my slushies.
I didn't like how eager Mickey was about that. She's like, yeah.
Okay.
She immediately starts cracking her knuckles.
Hands, yeah.
Her hand was halfway across the
shaking
table.
Shaking her hands out, ready to go.
Finally, I've been waiting for him to ask.
I'm surprised I got to finish
Except
the sentence.
This is what would have happened. I would have pretend to go for you and hit him.
Oh! Ooh. Wow.
because we know how that works.
I love you too. Hashtag couple goals. up next, we've got one important thing. So for these people, after their inevitable breakup, which I'm sure is coming if it hasn't happened already, what is the most important thing that you need to make sure you don't forget to do? We have that advice for you on A Freak Accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit AFreakAccident.com and click on connect.
It's not you, it's me. And me don't like you.
I would,
It's not it's I.
I would be fascinated. I'm sure this statistic.
Wow.
It's a great song. Did that? Mickey loves it.
Mickey's so much paying attention to the song that she totally missed me saying stick-tistic.
Stick-tistic.
I don't know. Yeah, that thing just stuck in between my teeth.
Yeah.
It was like peanut butter.
At each syllable. It's wild. I would love, though, to see these statistics for how many people break up in, like, the week after Valentine's Day. It's got to exist, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's probably super high.
Mm-hmm. When you're done with the trifecta.
Right.
You're done with Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's
Day. True, yeah. People do tend to get into relationships for the holidays, don't they?
Yep. Or hang on to them through them just because it's hard to do it before the holidays.
Yeah.
So sad.
They stick through it just to get to...
Like around Thanksgiving, they're like, oh, I'm done with this person, but Christmas, New Year, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I imagine, too, there's probably people who get together just for Valentine's Day and then break
for
up
free
immediately
gifts.
After.
Sure.
Yeah, you know. Free gifts, free dinner, free getaway to a romantic resort or something.
Mm. Free ticket to paradise. No?
No.
How you feeling about that one, Carol? Feeling good?
That was a good song to go with it.
Mm-hmm. No.
So this is...
You're Huey Lewis and the Lose.
Well, whatever. Man,
you need some SPF for that burn?
Yeah. 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 It burns hotter than that chip did. All right. So this is from Fox News. A bit of advice. The most important thing for you to do after a breakup. Or one of the most important things to do. Something you should not forget to do. I can't imagine if you got together just for Valentine's Day that this is something you'd have to be concerned about. But in any case, after you break up with someone, once you're done scrubbing all of the photos from them or of them from your social media accounts, which I'm always shocked when people don't do.
Mm-hmm. Murderer still has some of his ex from like, I don't know how many years ago.
Again, you and Murderer are two people who like don't care about anything.
Right.
Like nothing phases you at all. So what difference does it make?
This is true.
Some people will see that and it opens old wounds.
Yeah.
So why would you leave it there? Yeah. But in any case, the advice is change the passwords to your account.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Lazy, would you like to explain why you had such a strong yes response?
Because
that
happened to me.
Mm.
Once me and the ex broke up, I suddenly noticed messages were red. And because when people send you messages, not that they were anything bad, but she was checking up on me.
Oh.
And then I would notice, I had a notification apparently. Somebody left a comment on my wall, but it didn't give me a notification. Oh, it did give me a notification.
Yeah.
It's just that it was clicked.
The notification was clicked and cleared. Yep.
Yeah. So. Hmm. She found her way onto mine, and it's still the same password since then, which is pretty cool. So far, no.
So you never changed it?
No, I did change it after that. After that, I've never had to change it, thank God, because I can't keep all these passwords in my head.
Yeah, it's not too much. Man. Yeah.
This is why I can't be a quote-unquote playa, because I don't want to have to do it like at work and change it for every 30 days or something
that. Who's got time? Who's got that many passwords in their head that they can regularly come up with?
I know.
So I love when you go now Google or at least Chrome, when you log into something, will be like, oh, here's a suggested password to use. And it's like gobbledygook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to remember that. much less remember a different one for every account, but I digress. According to a new study, there is a good chance your ex will continue to log into your social media accounts and more, including, apparently, according to this study, apps that track your location.
Whoa.
My problem right out of the gate is when they say, will continue to.
Right.
Why would that be a thing that would happen during your relationship?
Yeah, why aren't they doing it?
That is a problem.
Yeah, I mean, that is always the thing. Like, you know, there should be... It's kind of one of those things, right? It's the same logic that people use to excuse government spying. Mm-hmm. Well, I got nothing to hide, so why do I have to worry? It's not a matter of that. It's a matter of the integrity of your privacy and, like, the fact that you... That is your right, and you give that up at the expense of opening yourself to give up other rights as well. Mm-hmm. And it's the same kind of thing. It's one of those, you know, yes, a relationship should be open. You know, right. You should be honest with each other. There should be trust at all times.
But I do not need to track you on where you are, because that means that there is no trust.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. At the same point, that you have to be willing to take that leap of faith in the other person at a certain point and not, like, creepily stalk them while you're in a relationship with them.
Well, and especially, this is after the relationship,
right?
And they're tracking you.
I do have to wonder, though, if this is a newer problem because parents have taught their kids, like, I'm going to track you with your phone. So they think it's normal to go into a relationship and track their partner.
Perhaps.
Parents did it their entire lives.
It's also probably exclusively a newer problem because we didn't have passwords or social media accounts 20 years ago.
I will say, like, Golfer and I know each other's passwords to our phones in case I need to, like, use his phone or, like, the flashlight on the phone or call somebody because I can't find mine or whatever. We can do that. But I've never gone as far as to be like, hey, quick, tell me your Facebook password. Why? What do I need to see?
And not only that, an ex.
Yeah, and
we're talking
ex
about exes tracking people.
Yeah, that is weird.
That is like murder status.
Well, again, and that's like the reaction to that is, well, why do you need that password? It's like, well, why not? You know what I mean? What are you trying to hide? It's like, I'm not trying to hide anything, but like, why are you suspicious
of
me in the first place kind of thing? Yeah. You know, again, it's that whole thing. It's like, even if I do give it to you, like, you know, how much further up my crack do you want your nose to go at that point?
Sure. Now, in all fairness, back when there were no social media pages and I broke up with someone, I would drive past their house to see if their car was there sometimes.
Ooh. Creeper.
I did do that.
All right.
If it was like a breakup where I was like, I feel like there was suspicious actions happening there, I'd be like, I'd drive past the street sort of just to see if the car was there.
So see, Kara's the kind of person. Yeah. Guys, I'm learning a lot about Kara in this episode of the show.
I didn't like stop at the house. I would just drive past and be like, all right, good. They're home tonight.
That doesn't matter if you
they're
stop.
Not hanging out with anybody else.
Well, that's
all good.
But
they're
that,
suffering too.
That is the same attitude that would lend to a person to want to track a person after they break up, because they're like, oh, I'm suspicious that they were up to something in the latter days of that relationship.
Wow.
I'm going to just go ahead and...
I've done that.
I'm going to go ahead and creep on their Snapchat location to see where they're at, because
nobody
rebounds that fast. This had to be going on.
Really?
For a little
None
while.
Of you have ever cared at all about where your ex was in the immediate day. I'm
no,
not talking
because
months later.
Most of the time I was crying because I was so heartbroken that another person decided I wasn't worth their dime.
I just always wanted to make sure it was like nothing was happening before the end. So if they're home also being sort of upset, I'm good. Now, if they're not home and I go past and I'm like, oh, they're not home, I'm not like driving around trying to find out where they are. It ended at driving past the street.
That doesn't matter. That's only because that's the only place you knew they were.
I know. Probably.
Yeah, she didn't. It's not like she was creeping up to people's windows or like climbing their lattices and looking in on them to see what they were doing. No, she would hire out to a PI to
do
that.
Exactly.
But she wouldn't do it herself.
I would get my friend to do it, okay?
Beyond the pale. Beyond the pale.
Kara.
Listen, I'm giving a voice to those people that have done that part, okay?
Well, I don't know if I want those
someone
voices.
Someone has to give a voice.
No.
Yeah, besides the voices in their head telling them, hey, stop, it's good.
Guys, we need to change the passwords for all of the show's social media accounts immediately.
Yes.
When you guys break up with me, I'm going to still be stalking your pages.
Yeah. She'll still be sharing memes.
I'll be sharing memes, but we won't be here.
26% of people say they're still logged into an ex's game streaming service, or other online news subscription. I imagine people probably are still logging into
like
their ex's
Hulu
Netflix
or, yeah,
and
that's
things.
So.
That's another thing I had to change.
Here's a funny one.
What are you watching with that new strumpet? Let's find out.
Strumpet.
My ex and I had a credit card together.
Ah.
Mm.
Totally forgot about it. Popped up on my credit report last week, and I went, what is this? I realized he never removed me from the credit card, so I could have been using that credit card the whole time.
What's he been blowing money on?
I have no idea.
No.
Because she doesn't check.
I don't care.
I was hoping for a little bit of juicy gossip and I didn't get any. 25% are still logged on to an ex's photo sharing program or some service with location sharing, like Find My Friends.
What?
Who downloads such nonsense?
I don't even know what that is.
See, I like to surprise people. Nobody knows when I'm sneaking up on them, so I don't use any of those location things.
Me either.
23% are still logged into an ex's online... 23% of a whole... 1 in 4, just about, of people surveyed, are still logged into an ex's online calendar, social media, ride-sharing services, music streaming services, and video streaming services.
Jeez.
Well, yeah, because they don't want to pay anymore.
Yeah, 20% are still logged into their ex's email, according to this survey.
Ooh.
These are just weird things to me that you're even sharing from the very beginning. Email?
Yeah, first of all, who has an email?
Yeah, who still uses email? Email us and let us know. Yeah. freaks@freakaccident.com.
No, unless it's a work email. Like, no. I mean,
flirting on email. Hey, send me an email. Let's get together.
Hey, did you receive my fax? CC to confirm.
Hey, baby, take off your clothes. Sincerely.
Thanks and best regards.
I want a red receipt and a receipt knowing you got it.
Yeah.
It's been delivered.
I am curious, though, if you're willing to pull out the archaic dinosaur email and send us one. Let us know like if you've experienced something like this. Or if you're the person who is like going out of their way to stalk people that you broke up with.
We'll keep you anonymous.
Yeah, what's your motivation, though?
Yeah.
Literally, I will keep you anonymous. We aren't dirtbags here. We'll keep your name hidden so that your ex doesn't find out.
We're dirtbags, but we won't do that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We're dirtbags with integrity.
Yeah, integrity.
So the email again is freaks@freakaccident.com. Up next, to end out the show, actors who auditioned for one part but ended up with another. Maybe to better effect, though. It's an interesting list, regardless.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
When you're a celebrity, it's adios reality.
You know, there's a lot of roles out there that actors specifically get where you think, that's iconic. I can't imagine them in any other role.
Or ones where you put butter on them.
What?
A lot of roles.
Ah.
It's like if I took one and threw it across the room, I'd be role-playing.
Oh, my God.
Or if Mickey offered me one and I just gave it back, that would be role denial. I could have taken it in role acceptance. I'm on a roll.
I feel like we should just end the show. Like this is, there's no getting better than this. We've reached our peak. It's downhill from here on out. Sorry, listener, or not sorry. I mean, you were here for this moment.
Yeah, you lived through it. Welcome.
So, this is an interesting list. It is 10 examples of actors auditioning for one part in a movie and ending up playing an entirely different character. But like I said, in a lot of cases, like I'm having a really hard time in this list imagining this person in the other role or the role that they ended up, you know, portraying going to somebody else. And it's like it's messing with my head. But like, you know, in an alternate universe somewhere, maybe. Number one is the person who originally auditioned for the role of Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy. Now Drax, of course.
No idea. No, either.
He's Batista. He's the big dumb guy. And
the guy who, have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy, Carol?
No, not yet.
Oh my god.
I was trying to go in order.
Well, besides these two losers, Everybody else knows who the Guardians of the Galaxy were. But originally, now Drax is Batista. Mm-hmm. Originally, this is somebody who is the lead in another, or was the lead in another Marvel movie.
Who is it?
Chadwick Boseman. The late Chadwick Boseman.
That would have never worked.
So he's the one who ended up playing Black Panther.
Right.
But he originally auditioned for Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy.
No. It just doesn't work.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and that was really the role where people found out, holy crap, Batista can act, and he also has incredible comedic timing.
Hmm. Yeah, and Chadwick Boseman, he just... He doesn't have that oafy type of look.
Yeah.
That dumb oaf.
Yeah, he's like an Oscar, at least nominated actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he ever won one. I think he did. He won one posthumously, right? This past Oscars, because he just passed away. But yeah, he very much carried himself, you know, with an air of professionalism.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see him doing a dope role like that, like you're saying. Yeah, for sure. Number two... this actor originally auditioned for the role of Thor in Thor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so instead of Chris Hemsworth.
Right.
What's that smile?
Just thinking about it.
Gross.
Golfer has got a Valentine's Day gift for you, and it's a bunch of pictures of Chris Hemsworth.
On sticks.
And then you would gladly take
and I'm
that.
I'm just going to like it.
Incidentally, Tom Hiddleston, who would go on to now be the legendary role of Loki, originally auditioned for Thor.
Again, just, he's big enough.
I was going to say, is he...
He's not big enough.
He's not big enough to be Thor.
Not to say that he couldn't...
That's what CGI is for.
That's the, you could CGI him. I mean, there's also a thing, Lazy E, called gyms where you can go to, and if you eat a lot of chicken and rice, you can get really huge too.
I've eaten a lot of chicken and rice. I just haven't gone to the gym.
So, see, you're missing one of the components of that mixture.
Oh.
Add the other one in though, and you too could look like Chris Hemsworth.
And you'll have to deal with me looking at you the whole time we're here.
Oh, I already do. You perv. I see it.
So what this is really stupid. So in the Hunger Games movies, there's like a little love triangle thing going on. Mm-hmm. Like there's like the guy she ends up
I've
with.
Seen these. Oh, good. I'm glad you have because I haven't.
There's the guy she ends up with, and then there's the other guy, you know, who was played by Liam PETA. Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
He auditioned for the role of the guy she ends up with, the role of PETA.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Like, I'm wondering if the guy who auditioned for PETA, who ended up being PETA, auditioned for the other role, and they swapped them for some reason.
That is weird.
Liam Hemsworth was way better looking than the other guy, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Maybe that's why they did it that way.
Maybe?
To try to, like...
To make you think that she might go the other way, if she didn't? Yeah, but it's... Yeah. So he wanted the role of the loser. Well, no, he wanted the role of the winner, but he ended up with the role of the loser.
Oh, that's sad.
That'll happen. Tom Felton auditioned for both Harry and Ron in the Harry Potter movies, but he ended up being Draco Malfoy.
Wow. That's like a total 180, isn't it?
Here's, that was the blonde-haired kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing, young man. You come off as way too much of a D.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
So you can't be the good guy ever. We're going to put you over. Yeah. You'll do great. It's right here.
Yeah.
It's like the top part of your face is just always in a sneer. You can't be Harry Potter. I'm sorry. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel, who ended up being the two lead roles in Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, no,
yeah,
Bell voices
the
one sister.
Right. Well, this says Anna and Elsa. That's the two sisters,
right?
I haven't seen Frozen.
Nope.
What?
Nope. I know nobody else in the world. Everybody else in the world has, except
I haven't.
Wow.
You haven't?
Wow.
Am I the only one that has seen Frozen?
Apparently, at this table.
What?
Oh, let it go.
He drank the juice of immortality before this segment started. He's just flying.
Right.
But they both auditioned for the role of Rapunzel in Tangled first, and then ended up being the two leads co-stars in the vastly more successful movie.
I was
movie.
Just going to say, that kind of worked out.
For them, it did. This is funny. In the movie Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams auditioned for the opposite parts.
Hmm.
And they ended up getting, that was one where they ended up getting swapped.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I can kind of see that the opposite way, too, though, with them.
Well, now you can.
Yeah.
Now, with Lindsay Lohan, now you can.
Right. Lindsay Lohan, Parent Trap, I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's what I mean. Back then, like, before Mean Girls, right. Lindsay Lohan was still, like, wholesome-ish.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're right.
But now.
Now you can definitely see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Switched.
Now, this is funny. The director of Napoleon Dynamite originally wanted the guy who played Napoleon Dynamite, John Heder, to play Randy the Bully, whatever role that was.
How would that have worked?
I don't know.
He looks like a nerd.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
So, being the bully...
That would have been
weird. It would have subverted your expectations, though.
I don't want to subvert expectations in a movie. I want it spelled out exactly how I want it.
He wants it as he expects. Yeah. He doesn't like surprises.
No.
Got it.
Exactly.
So you're going to be really creeped out when Kara follows you all later and is looking at you through your window.
Again.
Because now, you've equated...
the street, not...
You've equated yourself to Chris Hemsworth, so now that's going to be in her brain forever. Yeah.
If I dream about that tonight, we're going to have major problems.
It's going to be Chris Hemsworth, and all of a sudden my head shows up. Hi.
He's going to say hi.
Hiya.
I'm picturing, like, Thor.
Or it'll be from the Packy Chip Challenge.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I'm picturing, like, Thor holding up Mjolnir, but, like, it's his face from that opening scene in the video that's going to come out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Did anybody see the movie Love and Basketball?
No.
No.
I don't think I've ever even heard of it, so I'm going to skip that one.
Okay.
Jackson Rathbone. Who is that?
That's quite a name.
Is that the guy from Twilight?
It is one of the guys from Twilight.
You're sick.
So we have to have a discussion here about how you knew that.
I don't know why I knew that.
Uh-huh.
I think he's the cute one from Twilight.
Oh, my God.
The brother.
There's the answer.
He's the brother.
He was. He was the role. He ended up playing the role of Jasper.
Jasper. Mm-hmm.
He apparently, though.
Yep.
She's
daydreaming over here.
No, she knew that the whole time.
I'm
she was
sure.
trying to play it cool. Like, I don't know what the role
that's
was.
That's correct, everybody. Yeah, that's correct.
apparently, he was this close to being Edward.
Hmm. I would have been okay with that. Course, but it wouldn't have looked right. Because, you know, the movie now is
I have
what
no
it
idea.
Was.
Well, yeah, Robert Footface Pattinson ended up with that role. And now it's defined for an era.
Yeah. But Jasper stole the show. For sure. For me, anyway.
you're sick.
It was Team Edward, Team Jacob, and I was like, Team Jasper.
Did Golfer get you a bouquet of Twilight character pictures?
It's gonna be him, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, yeah.
And me.
And Blazey.
Yeah, Blazey.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And I don't know if I know this movie either. To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
I saw it, of course.
No. You did see it?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course you did. Of course she did. Noah Centineo?
Mm-hmm.
Centineo?
Centineo?
All right.
I have no idea.
Why do I also know that?
You watch the Hallmark Channel a lot?
I do, actually.
There it is.
These words mean nothing to me, but he was almost cast as Josh, but ended up playing Peter.
Okay. So Josh was like the love interest, so he played like the friend that wasn't really the love interest. It's fine.
These things mean something to someone out there who is not Kara, and she's just commiserating with them through the internet right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to drive past their house later, too.
Power of podcasting.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, congratulations, sir or madam. She now knows where you live. Thank you for following us on social media.
I don't know what's going on.
You've made a horrible, horrible mistake.
All right.
So that's the that's the top 10. There was actually 11 more on this list.
Well, we did skip one, so add one more.
Yeah,
there
all you
right,
go.
Let me refresh this then.
Maybe one that we actually all know.
Yeah,
this
was all on BuzzFeed too, by the way.
Is it one of those click through ones?
The funny thing is they've actually got a production still of Tom Hiddleston trying out for the role of Thor, and man, it just don't look right
at all.
Yeah,
it's weird, isn't it?
And I like Tom Hiddleston, too. I have a bit of a man crush on him as well. He ain't Thor. That's true. He definitely is not Chris Hemsworth.
He's getting a bouquet of Tom's face, and what's the other one you liked?
Oh, wow, here, this one's weird. this is weird enough. The guy who ended up playing Scarecrow in Batman Begins, Cillian Murphy, auditioned for Bruce Wayne.
No.
His face, he's like, he's too Weasley looking. You know what I mean? I can't
Bruce
see
Wayne,
it.
It's
a Scarecrow?
Yeah.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, he looks like a Scarecrow.
Yeah, he fits weird psycho doctor man way better than he fits the Caped Crusader. Which is why I'm still a bit on the fence about how Robert Footface Pattinson is going to do as Bruce Wayne when that movie eventually comes out in 2025. You know, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know.
You think he's going to sparkle? Like in Twilight?
Yeah.
Maybe. He's just going to come out and be like, I'm Batman.
His Batman costume is glittery?
Yeah.
Shing.
That would certainly subvert my expectations, too. I would not expect that.
Batman likes the bedazzle.
He comes out in the 1960s Batman costume, along with Adam West and Burt Ward. Nobody sees it coming, but everyone is entertained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are all entertained. So, yeah, that's Yeah, I don't know. He definitely wouldn't be Batman. Mm-mm. Not in my book.
That'd be tough.
But yeah, I'm sure that happens a lot, though. Yeah, there's some of those roles, though, man. Yeah, I could not imagine anybody else doing
it. I believe, and the person who tried out to be Michael Scott.
You know what? It's weird. I was thinking of the same thing.
It was someone like Will Ferrell or something like that tried out to be Michael Scott.
Like originally, before he was gone, you know, like the original show.
Yeah.
Can you imagine anybody else?
No. And not especially not now.
Not at all.
Yeah,
no
way. But yeah, that's an interesting list, though.
Mm-hmm.
But that wraps up this episode of the podcast.
Okay.
Let's see who will be the person to do it tonight.
I feel like E should have to do it forever because he didn't have to eat the chip.
Nope, I did it last week.
Yeah, see, he said no.
Oh, I said no. I'm saying no.
Yeah, but...
Can I say no? You want me to do it, don't you?
I do want you to do it.
Oh, I knew it. Fine.
Because Mickey got stuck doing it the last time Lazy E said no, so now it automatically falls to you.
Whatever. All right.
I'm just going to keep saying no.
All right.
Listen, just turn on the location settings for all these things you need to remember to say, and you'll find them easily.
I just have to picture the website, and all will be well. Afreakaccident.com. Check that out. All of our old.
If I put the website on my phone and hold it up the other side of this window,
and I can see all the tabs,
it
I'll be good. Go to that website and find out things about us, including listening to all our old episodes under the podcast part, and then you can listen to like the new ones and subscribe, and that way it comes right to you. You don't have to like look for it all the time.
Yeah.
You can share it with your friends, nice and easy. It's beautiful. Then we also have a Connect tab with all our social media links, and we post a lot of stuff, so check that out.
And our YouTube page is on there.
Yeah,
where you can go see that amazing video of the One Chip Challenge.
And that is something you need to do, because it's ridiculous, actually. we have, so that's Connect. Then we have Shop, where you could put in your name and your address for free stickers. What? Yeah.
No.
Why are you laughing? Yeah. And then also you could buy our T-shirt. $19.99.
I'm just going to stare.
And no, Chris, don't.
What?
You could buy a shirt.
Well, presents
to be... Wow, that was... All right. Yeah. Buy a shirt. They're very comfortable. And especially, it's going to start getting warmer soon in most places.
Warmer soon.
And you're going to want a T-shirt. So,
Kara want love, but she doesn't know it does not compute.
Send us an email and make fun of what we did today. Freaks at a freakaccident.com.
By all means,
answer our question that we asked earlier about.
Answer any
question. If you're like a
too.
Stalker.
Just answer questions.
You just answer random questions and send them to us. I'd be okay with that. Or, as we have said before in the past, but have not done this in a while, if you've got a problem, we'll solve it. We have a tendency of giving amazing advice. Don't you snort at me, Mickey.
Snort?
Nope, I'm not snorting.
Nope. She's scoffing. That is absolutely the face of a scoffer.
Yeah, it was good.
Don't you dare. We give great advice. So if you need advice or there's something you're not sure about or you have a question about the mysteries of the universe, at the very least, Lazy E and I are the smartest two people.
It's true. Mm.
We're second. On this half of the table.
We're second to 10.
That's right.
So what's your advice on finding a good podcast?
They've already done it. I don't need to give them advice. Oh, bam.
Ouch.
She was trying to lead us back to
finding podcasts. Go listen to Joe Rogan then. Whatever.
Anyway.
Because we forgot the most important part, which is finding our podcast on a streaming service.
She mentioned
and
that.
Leaving us a good review.
Kara mentioned that.
The podcast section. That's the first thing I did.
There's links to all of those streaming services there, though. But whatever.
Okay.
I was giving her the benefit of the doubt because I wanted to encourage her, Mickey. Wanted her to feel like she did a great job. But okay, Kara, that was awful. You did terrible. Mickey's forced my hand.
Mickey has to do it from now on. I no longer can. All right, I guess I will give it up. It's fine.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts. It's fine.
All right. I think that's everything, right?
Yeah. But yeah, if you got a problem,
we'll
solve it. Freaksinafreakaccident.com. We'll leave you anonymous, too. Next week, we will have heartbreaking. The top things we will never do again after the pandemic is over.
Are you sure?
And Mickey, I feel a challenge coming on. Not it.
Damn it.
Not showing up is not it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I sense a challenge coming on for some of these things. Like, we need to force them to happen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we will. Who knows? That'll be our next video. We'll find out next week, though, what those things are right here on A Freak Accident, and we hope you'll be here for it. We'll catch you soon for A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
It's not you, it's me.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.